This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
You're also watching on the free streams at InfoWars.com/show on this 12th day of July. We're now halfway into 2015, really hard to believe. We are simulcasting across the United States, and as I said, simulcasting with the podcast, the audio feeds, video feeds at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Just look at these headlines. Offended flea market shopper calls 911 over Confederate merchandise. I was shaking and almost vomiting. That story's from the American Mirror up on drudgereport.com. This is the mental illness mind control, where people now go in the National Cathedral and see a stained glass relief of the surrender of the Confederate forces at the end of the Civil War, and they just, like 10 minutes of hate from 1984, they see it. And of course, most Americans, you ask them when the Civil War was, they don't even know the decade, some of them the century or who was involved. 8 out of 10 Californians we've talked to randomly think that Independence Day was from the South, because the South is now the enemy. You see, we have this twisted, warped globalist culture where there's no information, no facts, just mindlessness. Meanwhile, Donald Trump comes out, and you would think that this is the only thing happening in the universe. We're in like week three, and says a lot of criminals are coming in from all over the world and from Latin America. Not good workers, not smart folks, not good people. We need to stop the felons coming in. That's like saying we need to keep drug dealers out of schoolyards. And they just go, it's insane, it's incredible, it's horrible. He's the worst person in the world, to overthrow reality and common sense. And it's perfect because Trump is a huge Hillary Clinton donor. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. But he's saying stuff that's true. Trump will take our country back. Trump tapping into inner anger. Republicans, 17 contenders battle to stand out in the crowd. And what Trump's doing is standing out by telling the truth. And we've now reached the point where people are at museums, I've seen articles, and they see a Confederate flag or a Nazi flag. And the two are really separate, completely so. The Confederate flag's like 3% slavery. The Nazi flag is 100% megalomania, takeover, conquest, genetic engineering, dystopic utopia garbage. But, of course, the real spirit of the Nazis runs things today because they were just one manifestation. They were not the daddy. They were the baby. Walmart to melt class rings bearing a Confederate flag rather than complete orders. That's right. You can't go if you went to one of these universities that has this symbol and get it. Even though it's tiny, you can't even really see it on the ring. This is the mental illness. And then people who've had all their basic rights and freedoms taken, they don't care if troops are under IBM computers that say do not give treatment so humans can say they weren't involved in killing them. They don't want to fight true beyond Nazism from the actual company that ran the Nazi death camps. They want to just see a Confederate flag that was incredibly popular in the North until the 60s and 70s because it was so honorable and because it fought and won battles of 3-1, 5-1, 10-1. I mean, the British War College still studies the Confederate generals. Militaries all over the world did. Because they won some of the biggest battles ever when they were outnumbered. And that's why in the U.S. Army, there's so many bases named after Confederate generals, and why until recently, be on the side of tanks. Was because this is like a symbol of some badass people. But instead, they just inverted reality, and real Nazis are running everything, and we're in a giant extermination grid with poison in the water.
Introducing Secret. We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So I asked my buddy Mark, where does the name Ghost Gun come from? You know, the Ghost AR-15 80% rifle? It's Ghost? What's a Ghost Gun? He says, duh, they kill ghosts. I said, really? Ghosts? He said, yeah. I said, matter of fact, they're guaranteed to kill ghosts, Sasquatch, space aliens, and any other paranormal force that might come your way. So they just appropriately named them Ghost Guns. And I said, okay, that's a big problem in my neighborhood, so where do I get one? He said, Guns80.com. I said, where? Guns80.com? Okay then, I'm headed to Guns80.com.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
China's stock market went down more than 40% last week. Greece is collapsing. The euro is in trouble. Our dollar has been more devalued than even what caused the Weimar Republic to slide into its collapse and ultimately lead to World War II. But you would think the only story in the universe is Memphis, Tennessee, digging up General Forrest, a Confederate general, to have his body removed because it's so evil. Or this article, offended flea market shopper calls 911 over Confederate merchandise. I was shaking and almost vomiting. That is the triumph of mind control over a politically ignorant population. They had a big national poll out last Monday. It showed 19% of Americans know what the First Amendment is in a national poll. The right of religion, the right of free speech, the right to assemble, the right to redress. 19%. That's about what we found in California and in Austin, Texas. But in San Diego, in L.A., our correspondents, our reporters go out. You've seen the videos. They're viral. And 8 out of 10 want to ban water. 8 out of 10 want to ban salt. 8 out of 10 want to put all gun owners in forced labor camps or kill them. 8 out of 10 don't know what Independence Day is. 8 out of 10 want to open the borders completely. 8 out of 10, if you say for Obama, mainly white yuppies, but we got black folks, Hispanics, everybody on tape doing it. If you're a new listener, I'm not joking. We have the videos at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Mark Dice has done a lot of the videos out in California, MarkDice.com. There are hundreds of these videos. The latest was Obama supporters signed a petition to ban free speech. The one before that was 8 out of 10 not knowing what Independence Day is. And then we go out in Austin, Texas and show the exact same thing. And we're not cherry picking. But let me tell you, they walk into a flea market and they see some war memorabilia shop that has always been one of the most popular things with vets who like to collect things. And you're going to see RAF, that's Royal Air Force, the British. You're going to see U.S. Marines, Canadian military, Turkish military, South African military, Japanese military. I mean, there's nothing cooler when you're a kid. I used to go in there and just beg for the samurai sword, Dad, from World War II that was, you know, $500 and I couldn't have it, obviously. If you own a Japanese samurai sword from World War II carried by their officers, it doesn't mean you supported the invasion of China or Korea. It doesn't mean you supported the invasion of other areas. And, I mean, obviously, only a mentally ill, mental midget with an IQ below room temperature would know that obviously if I own a Japanese World War II samurai sword, I'm not a Nazi or I'm not a member of the Axis powers. I mean, quite frankly, the public's so mentally ill and so stupid. I'm just saying this to even bait them. I own a World War II Luger and a Walther. And one of them was given to me as a gift. The other I bought as an investment. I bought the Luger for about $2,000. I could sell it for $15,000 right now. I'm a smart investor. I'm not an idiot. And it's a really cool gun. And it was carried by a German army officer. And I've got British World War II guns, U.S. World War II. It's cool. They're all real cool. And if you mental midget jackasses can't handle it, good. Go piss up a rope. And I'm sorry to have to talk like that, but dealing with it is insane. Dealing. France, years ago, and I told you it was coming here, banned Nazi memorabilia being sold at their swap meets and their stores and online. And then next it was criticizing radical Islam. And then now, in California, they've got the bill introduced to ban, it's already in a bunch of cities, the use of the word mother and father, because it's hurtful, and husband and wife. See, because if you're a boy or a girl, that hurts someone. That's also being banned in schools. Boys and girls are now called purple penguins. That's mainstream news. The videos, the articles, the newscasts are up on InfoWars.com. So while all these serious things are going on, I'm going to cover this more later. This person walks in to a store and sees a rebel flag and goes into convulsions. By the way, the Clintons, for both presidential campaigns, used the rebel flag in the South on their official bumper stickers and signs. Millions were issued because even back then, everybody knew it had to do with Southern pride, period, and nothing to do with slavery. But the media made it about that. Offended flea market shopper calls 911 over Confederate merchandise. They want to ban free speech. A shopper pursuing the merchandise at the Redwood County Flea Market was so offended by a vendor selling Confederate and Nazi historical memorabilia, the person actually called 911. Wallingford, Connecticut police were dispatched to the flea market to investigate. They actually responded. Imagine, there's people selling Confederate flags and Nazi stuff, and the cops actually showed up. The police chief, William Wright, tells News 8, the reason no one was arrested was because the items were being sold on private property. Not to mention no laws were broken. Oh, because the police all at the top go along with this because this is what they've been told to do. I was talking to my son about the summer camp he went to last year. He hadn't told me this till now. I looked it up online and actually found the curriculum. They changed the – he liked it, but they changed the curriculum. It was more common sense now this year. He just got back. And they were actually – basically teaching Democratic Party hardcore socialist garbage, and it's a Protestant Christian camp. And that's because through the World Council of Churches, they tell these people what to teach and what to do. And it's just outrageous. And it's stuff you'd be taught in the public school, being taught. I mean, here was one thing. Men can only do some things. Women can do everything. Just weird, bizarre stuff. But this is what happens in America. I was shaking, he tells the paper. I had to run. I mean, this is just crazy. And, of course, the seller goes on to say, hey, I'm just selling what you can't keep in stock. Well, of course. I mean, I need to send our crew out to the next gun show and just show, you know, it's usually some old World War II vet behind the counter, but most of those guys are dead now. But it's always some vet behind the counter likes to collect stuff, and they're right there selling Army knives, Marine Corps knives, German knives, Greek knives, It's and whatever's the rarest and the weirdest, you know, some Russian World War I dagger will be like $5,000. I mean, does that mean you support the Russians in World War I? I mean, and the average person just is so ignorant, they just want to feel important and powerful, so they just pick something and freak out about it. And I know I harp on this a lot. It's because this victory of ignorance over reality is what's going to bring the country and the world down. Donald Trump was mentioned, we're going to play this clip coming up after the break, 200 plus times. It's what's called a Trumpgasm. He was mentioned 239 times in 24 hours, just on mainstream television, on CNN. And I'm going to explain why they're doing this when we come back. I mean, we've gone over a lot of facets of it, but I'm going to give you the straight dope on Donald Trump and this three-dimensional chess they're playing and what you will see unfold with Trump, I'm predicting, in the next year and a half. Then we're going to get into the latest on Greece, the latest military news, the latest hacking news, the latest antidepressant news, the latest gun news out of New York State that does affect everybody.
Measles is activating on a mass scale, now due to the vaccines and iron poisoning. All symptoms, disease, and deaths are due to measles and iron, not just rash and flu-like symptoms, as the officials claim. Measles requires a host with iron to replicate. Iron intake is at an unprecedented level. Deaths and hospitalizations are set to soar now in 2015. This is the extermination plan, people. For further information, go to unveilingthem.com. UNVEILINGthem.com. Unveilingthem.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects.
It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And supernatural silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we're here live. Back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're watching the takedown, not just of our country, but the world, of the global technotronic technocracy that is using social engineering, tribal warfare, to bring down the once sovereign countries of the world and to distract the populations that are being enslaved and fed on with all the class warfare, race warfare garbage. And much of the ignorant public plays along with it like rats being led by the Pied Piper. But before I get into Donald Trump, I thought I'd play a chilling statement from Jimmy Carter, former U.S. president, saying America is in inevitable decline, not Obama's fault. So while with one mouth they tell you everything's fine, it's the best economy since sliced bread, on the other side they say, no, we're really in a global depression, but don't worry, it's not Obama's fault. Well, no, it's not Obama's fault. It's the big private central banks that are engineering this whole show. They engineered Greece. They engineered the euro. They engineered what's happening in China to consolidate power. It's called economic warfare. So let's go to this chilling statement.
Well, we're in an inevitable relative decline in worldwide influence. Not because of any fault of ours, but it's, as I said, inevitable. I think that the combination of China and India and Brazil and South Africa and others, as they increase in economic and cultural influence, will replace a lot of the power and preeminence that the United States has enjoyed in the past. So we're having, whether we like it or not, to accommodate that necessity of realizing other people are going to be as powerful and influential as we are in some aspects of life. Not militarily. We'll stay preeminent there for a long time. But I think economically, China will soon succeed the United States as the number one economic power in the world.
That's
and I think influence in politics.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's be clear. Do you know what an egg sac is? A lot of different species have it. Whenever the zygote's growing, before it fully attaches and creates a placenta to its mother, it lives off of the yolk sac. And the United States created the UN, created globalism, propped up China when 95% of their population was farmers, and they couldn't produce a pot to pee in. And the globalists moved over there, put totalitarianism in that was centralized under them, built up China, built up Mexico, built up India. That's globalism. At the higher levels, they tell you, well, we got to have a global government. We got to take America's wealth and build the rest of the world. But that's a lie, too, because if you go to Mexico or China or India, on average, people are worse off than they were when they were agrarian and self-sufficient and happy. So this is the world in the hands of the globalists in their own words. Not what they put out on TV, but in their textbooks, in their battle plans. Why do you think Jimmy Carter signed the deal that took until 2000 to get done to to transfer the Panama Canal that we built and that Panama didn't want us to give up and that was making the United States billions of dollars a year of profit. We just gave it to China. Because the robber barons have made a deal to carve up American hegemony and power that was gained through ideas and free market and invention and has grafted all of these countries in and their elites in to become powerful off of the United States. We are the egg sack. But we're not giving them our blood so they grow and are strong to then trade with us. We are putting elites in to duplicate globalism and bring in the one world government. So the United States blood and treasure and ideas have been used, and then we also take the blame for the military takeovers, which are really globalist. We fit the bill. Our sons and daughters die. They get put on no-treat death list by the Watson computers at IBM. It's all cutesy. The Chinese are exploited. They have suicide nets around the Apple factories, the Foxconn factories. Suicide nets, forced abortions, hell on earth, and the whole world sinks. A giant sucking sound, a devaluing. That brings me to my next subject. I don't know if Ross Perot was a shill. I know people that know him, they say he's the real deal. That said, at the key point where he started beating George Herbert Walker Bush and Clinton, he said, I've been threatened, my family's been threatened, I'm stepping down, I'm out of the race. I don't know if that really happened or not. I will tell you, Donald Trump is one of the biggest contributors ever to Hillary Clinton. Just type it in. Donald Trump is a huge contributor. You can say he's just betting on both ponies in a race. Fine, whatever. I know that he gets in elections, gets out of them. He's taking all the attention. The media is working with him to give him the attention. If somebody else was saying this, it would make him populist and popular. They would ignore it. So Trump goes and plays the part, gets all the attention. They have Trump-gasms where they mention him 239 times in one day on CNN. He then basically down the road steps down or runs against Hillary, gets the nomination, and then drops the ball. I believe he's going to drop the ball and get out earlier and have it be Jeb Bush or somebody else that's an insider. And the media will resuscitate him and say, oh, it really wasn't that bad. He was misunderstood. Mark my words. Mark my words. He's a ringer. Now, that said, if you're going to be a true ringer, you've got to lead the opposition to destroy it. He's saying we've got a lot of criminals coming in from around the world. There are people coming in to have their babies for free. Nobody else does this. We're going bankrupt. We can't do it. Totally true. Totally common sense. He then can be discredited because he doesn't even defend himself from past statements. He creates a false straw man. He says things like, we'll take our country back. That is what's needed. But it's all meant to block out the other 17 contenders. Now, I'm not going to play the 2 minutes of this, but this is just the last 20 seconds or so, the last dozen or so, Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump of 239 times in 24 hours. Let's go ahead and play this clip.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
I think Donald Trump should just go on being Donald Trump.
We're all having a Trumpgasm.
We're all having a Trumpgasm because you can then misrepresent what Rand Paul and a few other good Republicans stand for. You can make a joke out of it by having everybody ridicule him. Then the sheeple kind of see that and go, ah, it's ridiculous. He says criminals are coming in. That's like saying the ocean has water in it. It's so funny. He's just like a new Confederate flag, basically. They can then project on to the Republicans, even though the Confederate flag was and is a Democratic Party symbol. One of the few honorable things they have in their history. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we're in an inevitable relative decline in worldwide influence. Not because of any fault of ours, but it's, as I said, inevitable. I think that the combination of China and India and Brazil and South Africa and others, as they increase in economic and cultural influence.
There you go. It's called The Death of the West by Design. They had a professor, it's in my stack, we're going to get to it, in the U.S. come out and say that reason and logic is a racist Western idea. So are you saying illogic and barbarism is a Eastern idea? Because I don't agree with that. There's a lot of really good knowledge and information from Chinese philosophy, Indian philosophy, Zen philosophy, Confucius. But the stuff that's being pushed now is none of that. There is this vitriolic hatred of the West, hatred of the Renaissance, and it's because it's so liberal. So to destroy something, you must lead it. So the fake liberals lead the worldwide liberal movement, which is really hardcore anti-human fascism. It's inverted. And I don't think Jimmy Carter is a bad person. I think he is seriously a useful idiot. You know, he's got his brother out there selling beer. He's out there growing peanuts. Whatever, knock yourself out. We're declining, no fault of our own. Oh, really? Globalism 101, by the way, he did found the Trilateral Commission, so when I say he's not bad, he believes in all this. Zbigniew Brzezinski is super evil. I've read his writings. David Rockefeller, beyond evil. They founded it with Carter. He was their front man, and he believed in giving the Panama Canal and most of our deep water ports and everything to China and giving our national parks and the land around it as collateral to the UN. I mean, Jimmy Carter screwed this country over so bad, and he just thinks he's being friendly and nice to China and India when the globalists are exploiting those people. On average, they're not getting more wealthy. They're not getting more successful. You don't see CPS over in China taking people's kids that are chained up on poles when their parents are at work because they're there to be exploited. Here, they want to find a reason to take your kids because they can then suck you in and get money off of you in the system. The point is, it's not a level playing field. They're making it impossible to operate inside the United States with taxes and regulations and all the things they do. And then Jimmy Carter sits there and says, of no fault of our own. No, it's the fault of globalism, which hasn't failed. People always go, globalism doesn't work. It creates poverty. It creates tyranny. It succeeded. There's a war against true freedom. Because true freedom creates so much success, so many inventions, so much innovation, so much human dignity that it doesn't allow a tiny elite of robber barons to control the paradigm. So they are in constant warfare with competition. And it was John D. Rockefeller the First who said, type in the quote. He said it all the time in newspapers. He said it in radio interviews before he died, when radio was first invented. He was 99 when he died. He said, competition is a sin. Competition is a sin. Ultra-rich, the most powerful people in the world, competition is a sin. And what do they always push for? Socialism and communism for the middle class. They're exempt offshore. What's exempt? The UN is tax exempt, diplomatic immunity above the law. The Vatican, diplomatic immunity tax exempt above the law. Washington, D.C., diplomatic immunity tax exempt above the law. City of London within London Financial District, tax exempt, diplomatic immunity above the law. Should I keep giving you examples of this? And I know I harp on this because if we understand that, we understand everything. You've got a super class above the law. You've got all these filthy rich like Obama and the Pope lecturing about how evil rich people need to give more. You've got Warren Buffett constantly going, I pay less taxes than my secretary. That's wrong. When he was the biggest recipient of the bailout. He personally got like $10 billion. His company in the first round, $400-plus billion. And then you find out he lobbied for tax exemption for himself in the 80s. That's even been in McClatchy and other papers. George Soros is getting sued right now, and they've actually got bills in Congress to make him pay something like $10 billion in back taxes. Just type in Soros may have to pay $10 billion back taxes because he lobbied to get middle-class taxes raised, but that bastard is tax-exempt. There's one headline. Buffett, champion of bailout, is also a leading beneficiary. You've got this Pope. You've got Obama going to Africa saying you can't have cars or air conditioner when he's got the biggest footprint of them all, carbon-wise. It's all, but they're not hypocrites in the purest sense. They're not saying this just because they're hypocrites is what I'm getting at. They're doing it cold-bloodedly. Talking down to you because they want you to learn. You don't get the new technology. You don't get the innovation. You don't get the life extension. You don't get a level playing field. I mean, what do you call modern liberalism? Dodgeball's banned, tag is banned, chase is banned, schools all over the country, the feds tell you what you can eat. You can't say boy or girl, purple penguin, because boy or girl is hateful, because someone else might not be a boy or girl, so all communications are hateful, and you can't use them, except what is new and prescribed on that very day by state-run media, and if you follow the daily download of what's popular and trendy, then you'll be in the cool crowd and be brought in to the fold, which is to be a total failure and used. That's another thing. Following the system and slavery. You're supposed to go get 2 degrees. You're supposed to wait till you're 40 to try to have kids so you can't. You're supposed to follow all their ideas, eat their GMO. That's the thing. Doing what they say. It's not like you join the Roman legions and you become powerful and rich and you can live 10 years. You join the New World Order and get screwed over. But psychologically, you are in an empowered group. And when you watch TV, it talks about your group having power. So even though you don't have power, you imagine you have power to go into a swap meet and to find people selling war memorabilia, and you find a Confederate flag or a swastika, and you urinate on yourself in pleasure because now you can be somebody, and this is something you know, and you can squawk and call the police to have them arrested, even though it's not illegal. You want to live in a totalitarianism because you could point at the symbol of something you say was totalitarian. I mean, I see the reports, people now walk into museums and freak out. In fact, the word is museums are pulling swastikas out because the patrons are so stupid, they walk into, say, the Pacific War Museum. I was told this by one of their people off record, a listener. They said, man, you're right about this political correctness. She goes, you know, this is mainly about the Pacific War, but there were a couple swastika flags back there, and people were complaining. I mean, it's full of Japanese, it's incredible. One of the best museums I've ever seen, right in the middle of nowhere outside Austin. It's the George Herbert Walker Pacific War Museum. But the point is, I was told they quietly are pulling swastikas out of there because people go to World War II museum and they can't handle seeing it. I mean, I told you, they're talking about pulling swastikas and Hitler out of textbooks because it's, I mean, this is book burning. This is Jim Jones cult stuff, folks. Meanwhile, we're under a program of eugenics that spawned the Nazis. And our troops are put on don't treat lists by IBM computers that are killing them.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs harvested around the planet. planet and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your super male vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studio, it's Alex Jones.
You ever wondered why suddenly in your town your water bill doubles in a year? You ever wonder why your power bill in most areas of the country's doubled in the last 7 years? Well, here's the headline, New York Times. It's up on DrudgeReport.com. We've got it linked on InfoWars.com as well. Eurozone leaders met on Greece after finance ministers hit impasse. And it says they're discussing selling off Greek assets for a new bailout, which they admit won't even get them bailed out of debt. And I have another article here where they go, why is the only country to ever get out of its debt Iceland? Well, they told Iceland they owed $5.5 billion 6 years ago. We had members of their parliament on, like Brigitte Jones-Dottier and others. They arrested the finance minister, and they went in and got the files, and 93% of the debt was owed by British and U.S. and European banks that they had gotten the finance ministry to sign on to in bailouts. And that's why we're told we're one of the biggest debtors in the world, is mainly we've signed on to the derivatives of international banks that sold mortgages and other fraudulent instruments over and over again. Oh, you can sell a mortgage once. You can't sell it 5 times or 30 times or 56 times, as some were. And when you read deeper, Goldman Sachs and others are now being sued for fudging the debt, manipulating, and lying so that the Greek budgetary program could be accepted for entrance into the EU. Greek debt crisis, London Independent. Goldman Sachs could be sued, though they are being sued, for helping hide debts when it joined the euro. And, of course, who then gets to administer all this but Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan? And, again, I'm not saying if you work at J.P. Morgan you're a bad person, or if you work at Goldman Sachs you're even bad. They have a lot of legitimate business operations. But at the top, these are two of the biggest banks in the world, Goldman Sachs being a big brokerage, but it's still a bank, loans to governments. These are the people that are financing the open borders, the globalism, getting our guns. They want a domesticated world they can control. So when everything collapses, they're the last people standing. There was a J.P. Morgan email that we got a few months ago that became national news that was sent out by the head of J.P. Morgan, biggest bank in the world, saying the end game is here. The dark collapse that's coming will be used and we will be on top. But prepare yourselves. This is the moment of truth. I mean, you can pull up the full letter. And when J.P. Morgan got contacted, they said, yeah, that's our email. There's the headline. J.P. Morgan, Chase CEO, economic crisis inevitable. There will be another crisis and its impact will be felt by the financial markets, he wrote. If you scroll down, there's all the other bizarre cryptic statements about the end game has arrived and the rest of it. And as I've been telling you before all this broke loose, we are now past the event horizon. I want to open the phones up in the second hour for first-time callers. I haven't done that in about a week or two. First-time callers of the first round, all I ask is you have a good phone and have a point you want to make, and we'd love to hear from you on any of the issues I've raised. The political correctness being a total tyranny by design, the Greek situation, Donald Trump, all these other issues we've raised. How big a year do you think this is going to be into next year? Do you think the global meltdown is going to intensify? We've been predicting it's coming. It's now here. How bad will it get? Will Americans living in their bubble get politically involved? Because we've been the center of funding and supporting the world government while the media talked to us like we were 3 years old and said, none of that exists, pumpkin. There's no plan for planetary government with carbon taxes. And the Pope comes out and calls for it a month ago. Remember just 7 years ago when Endgame came out. I remember putting it in there right after he said it. He just said it as the film was almost done. I added Al Gore at the end going in Congress. They go, well, this is just a plan for you to have carbon taxes and tax everything by the mile, and you're part of a company that will make the money. And Al Gore goes, yes, and the moon landing never happened. There is no carbon tax. There's nothing to do with that. And the congressman went, but I mean, you own the company. You're lobbying. Al Gore goes, preposterous. I mean, I could play the clip. Just like whenever Ross Perot was going, giant sucking sound, Larry King. You do this, but Canadians are making $40 an hour. And within a couple of years of them opening up their border to free trade with us, they were making $20 an hour. Now, Larry, that's because we were making $15 to $20. We open up Mexico. It's not going to even help their workers. You're going to hear a giant sucking sound. We're going to go from 20 to 15 down to about 10. And then the auto industry is going to leave, Larry. And then it's going to leave Mexico to China or India. And then Mexico is going to collapse. And then where are they going to go? They're going to come here, Larry, and drive down wages even more, Larry. Listen, I've made personally in my own life $10 billion. I mean, I know how business works here. Al Gore would get up there and go, with his Nelly self, his dandy self, would go, He's just gross, man. He sits there and goes, now that's ridiculous conspiracy theory. This is a good deal, Larry. And I had to sit there and watch that lying piece of trash. It's in Endgame, towards the end. Say that he's not involved in carbon taxes or carbon trading when he's one of the main owners of it worldwide. So the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Different number on Sunday than the weekday show. 877-789-ALEX. I'd love to hear from you. But speaking of political correctness before I go any further, I was just thinking, and I'm actually going to do a White House petition tomorrow, and I'm going to get serious about this. If we need to ban museums having Nazi flags or Confederate flags they mix together with it wrongly, and if they're going to try to go into gun shows where people are just selling war memorabilia, you know, the more the better, they'll have them from hundreds of different armies, I think we should call for the ban of Raiders of the Lost Ark and every other film that shows swastikas, because it's just a hate symbol, and if you're showing it, you're promoting it. And Raiders of the Lost Ark shows hundreds of swastikas on the backs of planes, on the sides of crates, everywhere, and it's hateful. And when people see these, you know, that's the headline, they begin to vomit, they begin to hyperventilate. I want it banned right now. Okay? I mean, I really got to wonder about Steven Spielberg now, because if you display these, you must be for it. And he's got Nazis marching with him, and all I know is I'm scared and I'm offended right now. I think I'm supposed to, because they're going to keep this going. Meanwhile, the Euro was a Nazi program plan, and now Germany's corrupt elite has sucked their own taxpayers dry, propping up the Euro, just like America props up the global government. Germany's propping it up while it collapses, has now taken over Greece and is giving them debts that aren't theirs, and Greek people now face 6 months of cash controls, the Sunday Times is reporting. Then coming up, leaked documents show FBI, DEA, and Army can control your computer. Technology is so invasive, even the DEA had reservations about purchasing it. And what it allows them to do is put stuff on your computer. That's really what it is, under the sneak and peek provision of the Patriot Act. Some good news. Cuomo agrees to suspend background checks for ammo. There was no law. He was just doing background checks if you tried to buy ammo. It was part of the SAFE Act that they tried to federally pass, but it didn't work. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has agreed to suspend the proposed requiring background checks for ammunition sales in the state in the face of Republican opposition and technical difficulties. Of course, it turns out that all these shooters got their guns illegally, including the guy at the black church. So we're going to go over all of that coming up. Antidepressants use rising among teens and young adults. Of course, it causes psychotic breaks in a minority of people. So cops, when somebody just randomly comes up to shoot you in the head or shoot somebody else, just know it's not the gun. You know, they're going to be on psychotropics as they always are about 99% of the time. I mean, I say that because, I mean, we haven't found a case yet where just a senseless robot killing wasn't from these drugs, but I'm sure they exist. We'll just say 99% to be safe. All this and more, huge transmission coming up. Don't forget, we've got free shipping in the month of July on all of the T-shirts, books, films, seeds, high-quality vitamins and minerals and nutraceuticals at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds this operation and makes it all possible. So thank you for supporting us. We're all in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, guns80.com.
We are are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.